This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1337. Do you freeze up in front of natives? Our advice to ditch the lizard brain. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a question from a listener who's living in the U.S. and gets nervous when she has to speak with native speakers. Do you experience this too? Get tangible strategies to overcome this panic today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing great. I'm actually reading another book about being, you know, healthier and more positive and more present in life. And yeah. I just love these ideas.
Oh, for sure.
And I actually am testing out different coping mechanisms now, right? Because they say, guys, it's best to find the strategies that work for you when you're not anxious. And that way you can use them when you are anxious. So, Lindsay, is this something that you try to develop, like certain coping mechanisms for yourself?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, this ties a lot in with my meditation and Buddhist practice. This is really what it's all about. It's just coming at it from a different angle, from a more spiritual angle. But for sure, I started meditating in 2009 when I was going, honestly, I was living in New York and I was going through something hard in my personal life at that time. And I found the Dharma talks at the center. I found meditation and it changed everything for me. And
That's amazing. Since then,
it's kind of waxed and waned. My practice is stronger some years and weaker some years, but it's a lifelong practice of sitting, meditating, and basically understanding the nature of attention. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
This is what it all comes back to, you guys. Our brains can be quite wicked and evil sometimes, right? And the amygdala part of your brain, I love it. You can tell I've been reading, right? Yep. The amygdala tries to hijack your brain and steal it from the present. And that's what creates these negative habits that we fall into and the negative beliefs about ourselves. So guys, let me make this real. Why are we talking about this for you? Because I think a lot of listeners have this belief that, like, I don't understand, I cannot speak, I am too nervous, I'm not good, all of these really bad stories that are not true.
Yeah, and it's especially hard when you're living in the US, right? Or maybe Australia.
Yeah.
You know, for example, we got a letter from Alejandra from Mexico, and she's living in San Francisco. And she says, I'm just going to read part of her email here, just so you guys can see yourselves in her. She says, my main problem is that I get super nervous when I have to talk to a native and I freeze up. And the worst thing is that later I realized that I knew how to say most of what I wanted, but I couldn't because I became too self-conscious of every word that came out of my mouth. Any suggestions? So when I read this, I was like, we have to cover this. We know that all of our listeners struggle with this, and this is why we're here for you guys, because there are ways to get out of this. There are practical things we can do.
Yes, exactly. And it's, guys, it really is just all about finding what works for you. So this book that I'm reading right now, the author is Faith G. Harper. And before I tell you the one coping mechanism that I really liked from her book, something that she recommends doing is actually having note cards, guys, and writing down the strategies, like I said before, coping mechanisms, these strategies that can bring your attention to the present, that can calm your brain down. And so, guys, these strategies are important to discover what works for you. So in that situation, you're nervous around a native speaker, take a moment, get control back of your brain, take it away from the amygdala, get control back of your brain, and then participate, right?
Exactly. I think we've talked about this, the concept of that lizard brain before on the show. And it's so important because we're not living in caveman times anymore. We're not living in lizard brain times, but our brain still is so wired. That is the brainstem, right? It's the most ancient part of our brains. It's still wired to react in that way, in the fight or flight way. So what we have to do is like retrain our minds to act in a more evolved way, in a more adaptive way for what's going on now. Because when you're in front of that native speaker, it's not a tiger trying to eat you, but your brain says that it is.
Yes, that's how it reacts. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you need to like reframe that story, right? Mm-hmm. And be like, okay, nope, I'm fine. This person's not going to eat me. I'm going to have a great conversation. So, okay. So the first thing, guys, and again, maybe just make a collection, all right? Write some of this stuff down, try them all out, see what works for you. So this is just to name the objects you see around you, right? I love this. And this is something that I've been trying this one out. I feel like it'll work for me. Looking around, right? Don't get lost in that negative thought, guys, that you don't understand or whatever you're saying to yourself. And just be like, oh, there's a tree. This is a nice person. There's a table. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah, this is really good. This reminds me a little bit of the work of Susan Piver, who's a Buddhist meditation teacher in the Tibetan tradition. And she talks about this tactic of when you're so wrapped up in a story, like let's say you're going through a breakup or something and you are just, you're so deep into that story. What you can do is sit down, like you said, look at what's around you and then like say to yourself, nothing is happening right now. Like, you know, there's a pair of scissors on the desk. There's a book on my table. There's a coffee cup with coffee, with steam coming out of it. And nothing else is happening.
Exactly, right? Because like whatever bad experience you had in the past that makes you so nervous to speak English, that experience, you don't keep reliving that experience because that's what your brain is trying to do to you. Don't let it do that, right? Just look around and be like, oh, that person, whatever that hurt me or that wasn't nice or whatever, that person's not here.
Yeah, it's so interesting how the brain tries so hard to compensate. It works so hard. And it thinks that it's protecting us by doing this stuff.
Right.
By putting up this mental block, by telling a story at a thousand words a minute to us. But it's not. But it's trying so hard. So if we can send out a little compassion to our brains and say thank you for trying to help me, but this is not helping. I have a better idea.
I really like the way you just said thank you. That was adorable. It was like, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna give like one more that works for me, and then Lindsay, I'm gonna throw it over to you, okay?
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So one thing that I really like doing, just because I love words, is just to read the signs around me. And I made up this little game where I only read every other word and I try and make a funny sentence out of it or like a new expression or whatever. And just playing this word game with the words around me totally steals my brain back from wherever it was. And I'm like, oh, nope. Life is great. There's words. And then and I could just go on with my day.
Interesting. So it's like you're taking refuge in something you love, which is words, right? Language.
Yeah, totally.
And you're kind of, yeah, interesting. I like it.
So
yeah,
for you guys, like, I think that would work as well. And it doesn't matter if you're not an English speaking country, you could read the words around you in your own language. That's fine. The point is to bring you back to the present so mm-hmm. you can relax and move on.
Yeah. And, you know, a way that we could take this idea and like extend it is if you guys know, maybe you're not a language person, maybe you're really into like the senses, like the sensual aspects of life,
yeah.
smells. Maybe you're on the street. Maybe Alejandra is on the street with someone in San Francisco and she wants to tune into the smells of life, right? The sense,
yeah,
maybe
there's a
bakery or maybe there's a bad smell, but we're feeling those smells. Like we're like, you know what I mean? Like we're becoming present by sensing into the world. Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, I mean, I think this will segue into the next one really well. Just like deciding which sense you want to bring you back with. Mm-hmm. Was that grammatically correct?
I guess.
Like for me, just like sight reading language, right? It could be smells, it could be sights, colors, like naming colors, noticing colors. That's also great.
Yes. Like noticing the richness of life, right?
Yeah.
Because I think when we're so, that's the other thing, when we're so caught up in our heads, you know, we're not noticing what's interesting about the person in front of us. Maybe the person has beautiful eyes, right? But you could revel in that for a minute. If you could take it out of your own head and just like notice the senses, like let the beauty come out in that other person, right?
I love this so much. And if we put this into Alejandra's situation, like maybe take a second and really focus on that person that is mm-hmm. making you nervous. Like focus on that person and be like, oh, like what a kind smile. Or, oh, his hair is really messy. Mm-hmm. Like whatever is going to be like, oh, it's a human, right? Like I can talk to this person.
Yes, I love that. That is so good. And then one other thing that I've heard over the years, I think this also comes from Susan Piver. She talks about kind of a body scan. It's a bit of a body scan. I think other teachers have talked about this, where you go into your own body and you try to feel what your left toe feels like. You kind of put your attention on your left toe and then on your right shoulder. And it's a matter of seeing that you can move your attention in different places and getting an awareness of you have control over your attention, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. In everything that I've come across regarding meditation or like intro to meditation, beginning meditation practice, like all of these different channels of advice, I feel like it always starts with a body scan. Yeah. I think that is the perfect entry.
For sure. Absolutely. So guys, we want you to take these ideas. I mean, this totally applies to language learning because what we're about is connection, and the connection can't happen if you're too much in your head, telling yourself a story, telling yourself that you don't have the words or that that person is annoyed with you. There's no way the connection can happen. And that's the ultimate tragedy that we're here to solve, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I think I'm very proud of all of All Ears English material because that is something we take into account, that anxiety, that like being relaxed and confident. Because like Lindsay said, if that doesn't happen, you're not going to use the vocab word you memorized yesterday.
Yeah.
In fact, the anti-anxiety strategies are such a big part of what makes Three Keys IELTS work, guys, because we recognize that it is a testing skill. This has to be in your control if you're going to perform at your best.
Yeah, exactly. And then just to finish off, I remember the name. There was a. Did you ever hear the story of the reporter that had a panic attack on national news?
No.
Yeah, I think his name is Dan Andrews, but I'm going to leave the name in the blog post. I have to find it. But there was a anchor reporter, an actual anchor, like 6:30 news anchor, right?
Yeah.
He was about to give his news report for the evening, and he had a panic attack.
Oh my gosh!
On live national television.
Scary.
Yeah.
What happened?
But it's interesting. I mean, he just panicked and he had to, I don't know if he finished the broadcast or if he had to turn the cameras away. It was a disaster.
Oh gosh, that's so sad. Oh, that made me really sad. Just like feeling how that person must have felt. Like, oh God, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we know that on a small level, we're all experiencing little things like this every day, right?
Yeah.
But
what
he did was he ended up going into learning about meditation and learning about, it doesn't have to be meditation. All these are different forms of meditation, what we've talked about. It's about attention. It's about where do I choose to put my attention and what do I think that is going to do to my present state of mind. Yeah.
So like on a vocab note related to that, that's something in the book I'm reading that I appreciated was the different definitions of meditation versus mindfulness. Mm. And they can overlap for sure. Like you can meditate with mindfulness, like if that is your goal, but there are so many methods, guys, and strategies for practicing that, for coming back to the present, for being mindful of what's happening around you in the present. And meditation is just one method of doing that.
Exactly, exactly. We don't have to get stuck in that. There, you can make this your own, guys.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guy's name is actually Dan Harris. That's his name. So look up his story. Really interesting story. And check it out, guys. Just know that it is possible to get centered in your head and to take the words you learn on this show and really put them into connection. It is possible to do it. We just need a few mechanisms, a few of our own styles of coping here to do it. All right.
Exactly. Cool. Whatever works for you guys. And I just, last thing, I can anticipate some people might be thinking, well, but like, I'm going to be doing this strategy and not hearing what the other person is saying. And then I'll be like, how long does something like this take? Right. Yep. First of all, guys, two things. Like, it could be a matter of 3 seconds. Like, this is, you could do this in a very short amount of time. But also, it's fine. It's fine if you zone out for a little bit. Just be prepared with a phrase just like, sorry, got in my head a minute. What was that? And like, that is fine.
Well, it's better to do that, to take a like 3 second pause than to miss everything they're saying.
Yeah.
Because you're completely in your head.
Exactly. Good point.
I love this stuff. This is really good. So thank you, Alejandra, for the question. We hope this helps.
Yes.
And we hope this helps all our listeners who are struggling with this out in the world, guys. We're here for you. Come back to our blog. Let us know if you've tried to use these ideas. All right. Cool.
Yes. Love it. All right. Awesome. Lindsay, thanks for your knowledge sharing today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Good ideas today. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.